Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Pereira, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, a Florida man says he felt like he was on the wrong end of a firing squad. His name, Roy Middleton, and he's still trying to figure out why police started shooting when he was in his car, unarmed, in his own driveway. In a moment, we'll talk with Pensacola Sheriff David Morgan, whose officers were involved. But first, Nick Valencia will bring you up to date on the story, tell you everything you need to know. Good morning, Nick.
Where Roy Middleton was shot by police. He's still in the hospital recovering. His family tells us that he's expected to be out soon. But for now, Middleton is just trying to make sense of what happened.
Right here. There's a big slug right here.
An unarmed man getting out of his own car, shot multiple times by police.
See, he was in the car like this, and he said that when they told him that, he thought it was our neighbor next door playing with him because they usually do that. But he said when they shine a light, he said he went to put up his hand and turn around, and that's when the bullet started.
Ciola Walker's 60-year-old son, Roy Middleton, came under fire while he stood in his Pensacola, Florida driveway, mistaken as a burglary suspect in the wee hours of the morning.
I complied with the order, and they opened fire on me, and they didn't stop and guess until they ran out of ammunition.
Middleton says he was just looking for a cigarette in his car at 2:30 in the morning. Escambia County deputies, responding to a 911 call from a concerned neighbor, say it was dark, and Middleton refused to obey their commands. Then they say he lunged at them with a shiny object. Sheriff's deputies fired 15 shots at Middleton, two hitting him. He's now recovering in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
The whole hip bone is blown out, and I have metal rods in it.
Critics to the shooting don't buy it and say deputies need to be better trained.
I think what the community must understand is that we have a group of deputies that's trying to do their job, but it's a little difficult. for them to do their job because they're not trained. Why would you shoot someone that's not shooting at you?
Now, whether Middleton was complying or the deputies were acting appropriately, that will be determined in the coming weeks. The sheriff here has handed the case, the investigation, over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the state attorney. They'll have to determine if any laws were broken. Chris?
All right, thanks, Nick. Sheriff David Morgan joins us now. Sheriff, thank you very much for taking the opportunity to deal with these questions. You know how important this situation is because it looks bad, Sheriff. You got a 60-year-old man at his own house in his own driveway, and he winds up getting shot at 15 times by two officers. You say it was justifiable. How?
Well, again, our officers, Mr. Cuomo, they followed standard protocol, and again, you know, we're getting the Monday morning quarterbacking, and they...
I'm seeing my face.
Oh. Hello, George.
I am, excuse me, I got a mouthful of hot dog here.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I was, I hadn't raised my hand because I was in the middle of eating.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, dear. I can self-mute, and where's Ron?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him today, but I've seen that it was a show scheduled. I said, well, let me come in here and, okay, so no Ron. I said, well, let me play some music until maybe he shows up.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I tried calling him and he didn't pick up, so.
Oh, boy. I don't know. See, I haven't talked to him today.
Every time I try calling him, I get the voicemail, so.
Yeah, you know. He can be very difficult to catch up with.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, that I do know. Excuse me. Yes, dear. Look in the dining room, baby. My daughter is home to take care of me. Isn't that so sweet?
Well... A mother's children should always come to their mother's aid when she is feeling poorly.
Yeah. I'm just grateful. Not everyone has that, you know, unfortunately. So, I'm very grateful for that.
Well... When I moved in with my mother, I was on the verge of homelessness at the time, right? And
yes.
My mother, I just found out, was diagnosed months earlier with Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Nobody,
a horrible disease.
Nobody told me.
Yeah.
So what I ended up doing was, Mom had a spare room, so I moved in with her. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'd rather take care of her mom than seeing her put in some cold, heartless nursing home.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I told my siblings exactly that. I said, look, Billy, you've got power of attorney. And you can do whatever you want, and there's not a damn thing I can do to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you attempt putting her in a nursing home, trying to pull an end run around me, I will beat you with an inch of your life. I will brand you with all my knuckles, and then when I'm feeling really, really good about it, I will turn around and I will pick your heavy butt up and throw it out the door.
Well, you told him right.
Man weighs 450 pounds at the time to my 235. You
well,
do the math.
Okay. Yeah, but you know what? See, you get upset, you get more energy than what you thought you had.
Well, Billy was prior service U.S. Army.
Yeah,
he has
you
combat
know.
Training that I have. Well, guess what? He looked at me and he said, "You know, George, I think you would."
See, he knows once the adrenaline kicks in, that's it.
Oh, he knew. And my sister, my older sister, who was co-power of attorney with him, turned around and said, you know, George is right. with him being there, he'll take better care of her than the nursing home probably would. Because he would live with love. He wouldn't do it because he's collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And they were darn right on it, too.
Well, I'm glad you did that. My grandfather, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And he, you know, he stayed home.
Yes, one thing I always believe is necessary for the children to take care of their parents.
Yes.
Especially, and most importantly, when it comes to something like Alzheimer's. Because I'll tell you what, eventually they forget who you are. As in the case with my mother, 2 years before she died, she completely forgot who I was. But in her heart, she knew I was her son because every time I said to her, "Mom, are you thirsty?" Or, "Mom, hey, you know what? You haven't eaten anything since lunch, and we're just close to dinner time, so I'm going to rustle us up some dinner, and I'm going to make your favorite." And I knew what her favorites were.
Yeah.
And she would just smile at me and say, "Okay." Even though I knew she didn't know who I was from Adam, she knew in her heart, and that was good enough for me.
Yeah, see, and that's good. I know when I went to see my grandfather, my grandmother told me, you know, before I went to my grandpa's room, that, you know, he's not going to remember who I was or anything else. And I went in the room, and I talked to my papa. He knew who I was. And he just started talking to me about the days when he played baseball, because he played semi-pro. And he talked about that. Now, my father had already passed along, so he wouldn't talk about my dad at all. But he, you know, so I guess he remembered that. But, you know, he talked about when he played baseball, how it was, you know, being on the road and, you know, and things like that, and how things were at that time, and, you know, but he was glad that he did it. You know, he loved it. You know, he played semi-pro because he couldn't play pro because of the times that, you know, he lived in.
Well,
my grandpa was born in 1900, so he played in the colored league.
Yeah. You know, you were there, and he probably didn't know who you were from Adam.
No, he knew who I was. See, and you know, my father's side at that time, it was only three girls. All of the rest of the grandchildren were boys. A massive amount of boys, but only three girls. I guess he knew who us girls were, because it was only three of us.
Well, there you go. But you see, you also, by your being there, just like with when I was there for Mom, the bottom line is, whether they know who you are or not, you can stimulate their minds and keep them hopefully actively thinking about their lives.
Yeah.
The sad reality is that eventually they either forget how to eat, that's the first thing they forget, or their brain forgets how to speak, as was the case with my mother. And the only thing that we could do was stimulate her mind.
Yeah.
I don't believe this tonight. Not now.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll be there in a moment. We have two people that are online with us.
I've got this advertisement kicking in.
Okay, so there's something in the chat room. But
yeah,
we
no,
have...
I have to switch browsers, unfortunately, when this happens. So I'm going to copy the link, and I'm going to be out of the chat room for a moment, but I am on the Skype, so.
Okay.
I'm not totally disappearing, just vanishing from the chat room.
Okay.
Folks, don't worry. Firefox News Online, the old featherhead, is going to be right here. And if nobody likes that, well then, on you.
area code 832. Your line is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, Antoinette?
Pardon me?
Going on, Antoinette? I said, what's
Hello?
Going on, Antoinette? I just thought I'd call in because Ron is a no-show, so I figured I'll call in and say hi, and God bless your daughter for coming over there and helping you. I mean, that's a great thing. You know, when you got family
yes.
like that, that's what matters
so
most.
Yes.
And has anybody found Ron? Is he passed out somewhere, or where's he
I
at?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him at all. I just noticed that we had a show up. I'm going to let Mike in with us also, okay?
Go right ahead.
Double Dogs, I tried calling him up.
Mike?
He just went to the voicemail.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing,
Hello.
Mike?
Oh, doing fine, Gulf. How's everybody? George, Antoinette?
Oh,
well. Here.
Sorry about
here.
That. When I posted Gentlemen's, I thought that was Ron on there going
no,
under that name.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know where Ron is, and I seen that a show was scheduled, so I said, okay, well, let me get over here and start it. I don't have anything new today because, you know, I did all that prep for yesterday and today.
You know something, I hope
still
it's...
Kicking me.
I read that they started with the deportation. I hope Ron didn't get mixed up in that. Because I watched that movie, you know, Born in East L.A., and that's scary stuff right there. Now, I could see him going, no, I'm from Missouri. No, leave me, no. But, you know, they won't listen. I know that they won't, I know. That would be a mess.
Yeah, that would be. Well, maybe
so
he'll
7 hours ago,
later.
There was an article that was put in the Daily Caller about illegal immigrants killing a Border Patrol agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I didn't see it.
Yep.
I've seen where they arrested like 5 or 10. That was a big number. 5 or 10 people on the border, and they were Border Patrols all with the same name. Is that the one you're talking about, Mike?
I don't know. I haven't even opened the article.
Yeah,
can you put the link in?
No, hold on. Let me see. This is Daily Caller. I'm sure there's something better than Daily Caller about it out there, but let's see what these fools have to say about it.
Well,
if it's opening up. Hello?
Yeah, well, usually they'll
young.
Give you a reference to, you know, where they
okay.
got theirs from.
Illegal element, illegal immigrants elements. That's what I mean. Okay, hold on. Copying... Going to my other. What is this?
Oh, I'd love to be an astronaut.
Well, I haven't heard that song in years.
That's because that was. Why do I have hot dog stuff coming up on my computer?
No, that's not it, evidently.
My God, what caused that to come up? Somebody must have been having a hot dog tonight. I don't know.
You know what? George said he was eating a hot dog.
That's it. George, it's your fault. I got psychic hot dog connection. Look, you're messing with my computer now. Son of a bitch. I hate when that shit. You get mustard all over the place. No. All right, never mind. All right, there's the link right there. Hold it. God. See, I was ready for you. I was waiting.
Sarah Kraut.
Yeah, I was waiting. And that was the original from 1965. I think I remember that.
Yeah, you can tell that was an old one.
Oh, my God. I think it was a little cartoon. I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember it.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting old. I don't like this. Was not part of the deal.
Well, what,
no,
Mike, you just
You know, Mike, I can tell you what's getting old is.
Well,
I was talking to my daughter-in-law today.
Yeah.
And I was asking her, you know, something that my granddaughter had did. And she stayed up all night. You know, she did this 2 nights in a row, which is not good.
No.
And I said to my daughter-in-law, I said, oh, my goodness, oh, that's terrible. And she told me, she said, yeah, that's the way how she rolls. I said, what do you mean that's the way she rolls? I said, oh, my goodness. Now she's rolling. I said, Lord, I'm getting old now. Sound like a teenager.
Oh, my God. I did that one time. I drove back when we were playing the gig, and when I was working in Vail, Colorado, and the first break, I wanted to go home. And I drove nonstop, and it had to be 50 hours nonstop. I stopped for gas. I was by myself. But near the end of the trip, you start hallucinating. It was the weirdest thing from being overtired. It was the stupidest thing that I did. I shouldn't have done it. But I started thinking that at the last truck stop, somebody jumped on the back of my van and was looking around the corner of the van as I'm driving. Oh, yeah. It was, but it was from being overtired.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, I forget how many hours I slept. I got home to my mother's house. I was like Quasimodo, waving my arm, yelling for sanctuary. I just wanted to get to bed. I don't know how they do it, staying up so many hours. But when you're younger, you stay up, you do all-nighters.
I sleep during the day.
Yeah. See the article? The sheriff refused
access. I'm looking at that, Mike, and that's pretty sad right there. Illegal immigrants killed Border Patrol agent. Family and media denied arraignment access. What in the hell is going on there?
I think Obama's responsible for this. He made it happen. He set it up to make it happen. Indirectly, I mean, they charge people with, if you run away from a crime or you're connected anyway with a crime and there's a death involved, you're charged.
Yeah.
No, I'd like to see him. No, he's immune. He's the president. We can't do that. Oh.
Yeah, basically what he's trying to do right here, or what this government is trying to do, is basically cover all this up. Whenever they deny you, and especially the family and the media access, there's a cover-up involved.
Yep.
But plain and simple, that's what's going on here. You know, if y'all read that, I don't know if anyone has clicked on that link, but and that's on the Daily Caller, so it's I consider the Daily Caller, Mike, pretty legitimate. They put out some pretty good stories. Yeah, they check their sources. Yeah, than MSNBC and CNN. You know, they don't check quick. they just put it out there. But you know, this is startling. But this goes on all the time too. I mean, this is not it's not new news, but this is sad right here.
Vegas'
really
family were denied access to the arraignment.
Yeah,
no, elaborate on that.
Why wouldn't they be allowed to the arraignment?
That's terrible.
And give it 2 days, no one's going to remember it.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have known about it had you not brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sheriff is fearing a jailbreak, which is very possible down there on the border because the law down there is terrible. I mean, I do agree with this part. The sheriffs and the Border Patrol and all that, you know, they have little control because they are limited by the federal government. The federal government, which is basically Obama and the DOJ, has pretty much taken their power away. You know, if you saw that story the other day, was it yesterday, day before, about a truck driver coming across the border, and you know, I used to do that, and you come across the border, they always ask you a couple phrases whenever you go through there, you know, and at their checkpoints, and they, are you an American citizen? And the truck driver said, yes, I am, but does it matter? And the Border Patrol agent said, not really. Not really.
Oh, my.
You know? It's just customary. That's all it is. It's a customary thing that they do. And now it doesn't matter. If you were to tell him, oh, I'm an illegal alien, he's still going to let you go through.
Look at this. There's more background on the guys that did it. This came out 4 hours ago. I don't even know what to say.
Well, Mike, I'm not used to you being speechless.
I am.
And that is a rarity.
Shut up.
Yes.
You guys pick it up. Stop.
It's true.
Oh, come on.
No, you're very, you know, you have very good communication skills. You are able to.
You'll pick it English?
Yeah, you can speak the English.
So this,
but,
these
know,
guys have been across.
I have
Espanol too, I'm sure. Oh, wait,
you know, in California, they used to call it talking taco. Do you talk taco? So I'm talking with taco. That's what they used to call it in California. The first one out there was like, talking taco. Well, what is that?
Basically, what Obama is doing with his open borders is he in a, it's not supposed to be open borders, but with his lawlessness, that's what we're seeing right here. I mean, he is letting not just a Mexican terrorist. Okay, we see that coming across. You know, all these drug cartels are just, you know, they're walking in now and they're doing as they please. And you hear about the diseases. That's a whole other story right there, all the diseases. But it's not, that's not the ones I worry about. It's because of that open border that these Muslim Muslims are coming into Mexico and making that same journey. And they're coming right in here just like that.
And what they're doing is they're disguising themselves to, you know, to look like Mexicans crossing the border. So this way they can't be detected as part of the Arabic world. And and a lot of them managed to get through. Okay, like let's say you've got 1,000 people crossing the border.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying 1,000 Mexicans. I'm talking 1,000 people, Mexicans, Chinese, and those of Arabic descent. Now, in that, out of that 1,000, a vast majority may very well be of Arabic descent. Some may get caught, but the others manage to on their way.
Yep.
Look at that story I talked about the other night on my show. The guys that were, the 14 guys who were picked up in a van, a stolen van, with stolen government plates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing U.S. Marine uniforms.
Hmm. How do they get the uniforms?
You can order them things on the online.
Oh, you can order them?
Yeah.
Your
I can
Honor,
order
my
right
client.
I can get a U.S. Army uniform from head to toe, get all the proper ranks, the tags, the tapes, everything. I can do that. There's just one minor problem. That's not Iggy Mom in the chat room, I don't think.
That's not?
I don't think so, because that's not her usual picture. Oh, maybe it is. Did you change your picture, Iggs?
Iggy actually was here before the show started, and she actually posted on a Facebook thing. If you'll scroll way down, Iggy was wondering where the hell Ron's at, so it's probably Iggy.
I'm talking about the little teeny tiny picture that's next to her name. It's usually something.
Yeah, it looks like she changed the cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she usually has a different cat. She's got that little pink cat or something like that.
A purple one. Now this one's black.
She
tricked me.
I'm looking and I see all of her articles and everything come up when you hit profile.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, she was incognito.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Iggy.
You're using big words again. I knew it.
Well, that's what you wrote.
God damn it. They're going to be knocking at my door any minute. I know they are.
Hey, you threw me off, you did.
Oh, see,
you know what? Now they're trying
to
hint.
He done changed her cat, so y'all can all be happy now. She's
see?
A normal cat.
Washington Post now is hinting that Obama's using the immigration thing as a tool to affect the elections, the upcoming elections.
You know what?
Well, we knew that. Didn't we know that before all this even started?
We knew it, but now the Washington Post and the media in Washington is trying to, now they're coming forward with it. We said that we've been saying this from the minute he started it. But now they're going, oh, yeah. Oh, look, he's going to use it for, shut up. Yep.
Yep.
Well, we more than just sort of knew it. I mean, you could read the writing on the wall and see where this was going. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, Obama's agenda is so transparent. His agenda is more transparent than his government is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't hide it no more, George. It's like they put it in your face, and what are you going to do about it? You know, when you hear this, well, impeach me, sue me. You know, yep. Obama speaks out this kind of crap. Well, there's a reason he does that. It's an intimidation factor that the media is scared to death of Obama. And I think that's what we're dealing with right now. I really think the media is scared of Obama. I really believe it. I trust that. I mean, I've seen so many stories, so much come out, and no one will do nothing against this guy. Because let me tell you what, Richard Nixon found out real quick. Didn't take long to get rid of his ass. Bill Clinton, he had impeachment charges brought about him onto him real fast. Okay, Obama, they're scared of him. They're scared of Obama more than, you know, Bill Clinton is probably killed. Well, at the time. At the beginning of this presidency, Bill Clinton probably has probably killed more Americans than any other president until Obama came along, you know. And
yeah, well,
when I talk about kill, assassinate, I'm talking about assassinate. I mean, you're removed from civilization if he don't like you. And I see that coming on, and I think the media has all been threatened. Congress, look at John Boehner. This guy is a wimp. The guy's supposed to be up there kind of the head honcho of the House of Representatives. What does he do for you? Nothing. He basically wants to go play golf with Obama. That's all he does. I mean, he don't do nothing. He talks a little bit, but he don't do nothing for us.
Yeah,
I heard that Cantor shows more leadership than what...
Well, Cantor's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, he showed more leadership.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cantor finally resigned. I think he officially resigned recently.
Didn't they vote him out? Eric Cantor, they voted him out.
He lost his primary bid.
Yep.
Yeah, he got voted out, and he just had to leave. He didn't want to fight it.
Yeah, and Mike, Iggy put a message in for you.
She did? All right, hold on. I'll be right there.
Yeah, now get this. According to NBC News, his NBC. This is NBC News. I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked that Iggy was. I hope your mouse survived.
No, I've seen this. This is great news.
It's always been
wonderful.
The official state-run media of the Obama regime.
Yep.
So they're saying how his numbers are at an all-time low in the polls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a shocker. For NBC News to say it, they're finally starting to wake up, I think.
And Iggy, I got Golf's radio page. Golf, all I did was put in golfdog.com on Google search, and your page came right up.
Yeah, I think Iggy's talking about my page that basically links to all the radio shows.
Yep, got that. It lists all the radios.
I try to keep that updated, Mike. You know, I've got George in there. I've got Ron's not in there because I took him out whenever he become unreliable. When he's going to have a show, and I try to take shows in and out if they're not reliable. I've got some really good friends that got shows, but they disappeared from me. in particular, is G Ski Rocks, which God knows that guy he's got a badass show, but he disappeared. He took time off. I'll bring him back. I'll bring him back in there whenever people have a show that's
reliable. Yeah.
Yeah, I like a reliable show. I don't want to put somebody in there that, you know, and links. I don't want to put links in there that, you know, people click on and say, well, hell, ain't no nothing here. What's he talking about? So I'm trying to keep it updated. I try to keep it updated. And
I went to that one conservative something tonight, but I couldn't figure it out. It was another – it wasn't Blog Talk Radio. It was SHR or something or –
that's confusing. If you go to that
and I
show,
couldn't, there was no number for me to dial, and I'm like looking at it, going, and then I hit a different button to go to a chat room.
I think they screwed up by doing that, and it's kind of confusing. I can get there automatically because I know how to do it, but what they do on that particular show, I think that you're talking about Ken McClinton out of Washington D.C.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a great show. He's on BTR, and he's also on two or three other networks, and the chat room is separate from – he don't even have a chat room on BTR. His chat room's hosted, you know, elsewhere, and it confuses people. And so but although I love that show because he has great guests, so I've left him up there, you know. I left him up there on that links because he brings in all kind of political people. And he's there. My God, it's confusing. It's hard to keep up with all these shows, and that's why I made that little page.
Yep.
And Iggy likes it, but I made that page because you know, you can easily go there if you know, if you're wandering around, whoa, where to go next? You know, hell, just click on that. I actually have that link dragged up to my, I have a bookmark toolbar.
Yep.
And I have it actually up there on the toolbar, and all I got to do is click on it, bam, they all pop up, and I just go down and find one. And I change them, and if I want to tell Iggy, you know, Iggy's got certain, you know, Iggy has a whole network, and if there's a show that I don't have up there that should be there, let me know. I don't follow all the shows on HOV Network. I don't follow them all, but I try to follow some. You can't follow them all.
No.
You know, think about it. So it's kind of like my favorite shows. I guess it's like Ron's, or, well, that's, my name's Ron, but Guff Dog's favorite show, This Is Where I Go, and keep it updated. You know, let me know.
No,
let me
it's
know
a great tool.
Sorry.
It's a great tool
yeah.
to be able to go on and bounce around and see who's on there that's reputable, and that way we don't end up on shows where they're talking about human beings for alien food. Yeah.
I caught you on that show. Where was that? That was over on some tinfoil hat show.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
But the funny thing is, I'm on a tinfoil hat show on Thursday night, every other Thursday night. Well, we're not that crazy. But the one you're talking about, my God, I was in there listening to them, and then Mike shows up. I think, oh my God.
Are you talking about the guys with, you know, the aliens? And
yes.
The abduction?
Oh,
that was,
Lord, they were talking about all kind of crazy
oh,
stuff. They were.
I was half tempted to call in. I was. I was gonna. Cause,
yeah, I wish you did.
Use
a voice and ask about hobbitses. Ask about the hobbitses. That would have been great. You should have done it with a voice.
I think Mike called it. Didn't you call it, Mike?
Well, I called and I asked him about the Twilight Zone. But I would have rather had George call and do the Bugs Bunny thing. That would have been outstanding. Great, George.
Now, just a minute here, Mike. Are you insinuating
that would have been perfect?
Better on the mic than old George here? Shut up, you little cunt, or I swear I'm going to tie those ears in a knot.
Oh, man.
I'm
that would have been, you would have confused the hell out of them.
Just fine.
Well, they were, you know, they were blown away by, who was that Mike that called in?
Michael Hood.
Michael Hood blew him away.
Yeah,
Michael Hood, that was his wheelhouse. Michael Hood was I mean, he was right there.
Yep.
Just tearing it up, and they loved him, and I got a kick out of listening to that show just because of Michael Hood calling
yep.
in.
Yep, that's true.
Well, Michael Hood is
job.
Very knowledgeable in that
Hood
area.
Knew about it.
Oh yep. yeah, my
yeah.
Michael Hood knows all that wild out,
yeah,
you know, way out there.
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable on that.
Yep.
Yep, he got in there and he was blowing them away with what he had. And Michael Hood, well, you know, when you want to talk that late night. UFO, alien stuff. Michael Hood, I mean, boy, he was, you couldn't ask him for a better, you know, he called in as a guest. He was fun to listen to. I mean, you know, you probably need to grab a beer and kick back and do it, but
pretty much.
He gets out there. I mean, he's out there and he's fun. I mean, it was fun to listen to. Michael Hood kind of made their show that night, matter of fact. I think they enjoyed him. I know that.
Yeah,
enjoyed
I can believe that because Michael is very knowledgeable. You know, when it comes
yep.
to that, I'm lost when it comes to that, but Michael is very knowledgeable on that subject. So it's good. I mean, you know, it's good to see that the young people are paying attention to what's going on and they're
well,
not just going off of what has been fed to them by mainstream media.
Well, you see,
oh, yeah.
now, what I would now me, I would have had fun with it. I would. Excuse me, I'm having a little trouble keeping my throat for tonight. This is not good.
No, that's not.
And well, I was out. I was out earlier tonight, on my way to what's called a GSR meeting, in 12-step recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was my friend's car stalled out at a traffic light.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't get it started. So she tried, and it just
wasn't turning. It just wasn't starting. So we ended up pushing it off to this, off the side of the road. She called AAA. In the meantime, I'm standing outside, and this is around 6-7 o'clock, and the humidity level rose dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sweating bullets for the first time all summer. I was sweating so bad that I was getting dizzy. So I've been sitting here with a 23-ounce bottle of water that I've been sucking down since that time. And when I got home here, I literally passed out from the heat. I managed to turn on the air conditioner, but once I sat down in my office chair, that was it. I was unconscious. I only came to around 11 o'clock, and that was from 7:30. So Here I am sitting here, you know, thankfully I'm okay, but, you know, that, I think that, I suspect that between the heat, and of course, having three hot dogs really didn't
that's
at all.
Want me to play the song again?
I was hungry. I hadn't eaten all day.
Should I play the song again?
What's that?
No, I'm only kidding.
Don't
never mind. No,
you
okay. All right. Never mind. All
right. Yes, you're right. I need to. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to get it for you, too, George.
Now I'm in trouble.
Firefox News. This is going to be dedicated to
online.
You.
Online.
Online.
And in prime time.
Oh. And in prime time, yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to be starting in September. I'm going to be starting this is my second attempt at this.
You're breaking up really bad.
Your battery
Thanks
must be dying.
For that.
Pardon me?
Thank Skype.
Yeah, you're garbling.
Oh, Skype. I hate Skype.
Antoinette, can you give me the link in the chat room for the large chat?
Yes, give me 1 second, okay? And I will do that for you.
Take your time, but yeah, George, you are breaking up. I don't know if it's Skype's crapping out on him or what.
Hey, Gulf, what is it? Yesterday, did you see what else Obama did?
Oh, God knows what. Go
look
ahead.
At this. Now, at first you look at that and you say, well, all right, it sort of makes sense, but there's always something behind the scenes. And there's something that a lot of people don't understand is where a lot
Can
of other...
Can everyone understand me now?
Yes.
Yes, you sound much better.
Wait,
yes,
now
you're clear.
About.
Do you see it? Oh, Iggy Mom posted underneath me.
Go ahead, Mike, I got you.
All right, you got it, how he signed an order regarding contractors, and you have to disclose past labor violations and everything? You know, that applies to American corporations and labor and all that.
Yep.
But guess where the government's been getting a lot of their contractors from?
Where?
Look at this link.
I'm not in the chat room. I'm trying to find something just... For George, but I don't see it.
And Gulf, I know this firsthand. I mean, from guys that were over there that have seen it and worked with them, and there's a lot of them. Now, do you think that Obama's administration is going over to Uganda and saying, have you committed any labor violations over the past 3 years? No, absolutely not. No, everything's wonderful here.
Yep. Fact.
They don't care.
The fact. They don't care. You're right.
Push that money overseas. Push that money overseas. Make more rules and everything over here. Make it harder for all the companies over here. And that way we don't have to deal with the corporate. Oh, it was a foreign company that did that. Yeah, the contractors, it was an atrocity, and we have no control over them. They were Ugandan citizens, and who knows what they did. Yeah, that's a shame. So, well. Accountability.
You know, it kind of goes back to the same reason Obama is doing what he's been doing. You know, he's anti-American production,
yep.
so to speak. You know, I could say military. I could say
anything.
He's anti-anything in this country, and he squashes everything he can squash. But let's just talk oil real quick. You know, oil is not going away. You can talk electric cars and all this shit that blows up, you know, and shorts out and all that crap. But the fact is, it's not going away anytime soon, if ever. But he's trying to empower everyone, his buddies in the Middle East. He's getting money off of us. He doesn't want the American people providing that to you.
No.
And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. You know, I mean, you've got states like, well, Texas and where I'm at. You've got, what is it up there, North Dakota. You know, these people are pushing out oil left and right. We got more oil than they could ever dream of, but yet we can't produce it because Obama wants to empower the Middle East, and
yep.
more importantly, Iran. Iran is Obama's base. That's where he works out of. He works out of Iran and possibly Saudi Arabia, but that's where he's working out of.
They're doing a lot out of Africa, too, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff because they can get away with it easier
over in
Africa.
Oh, God, what was it, 40-something
billion
dollars?
Well, they want Africa's resources.
Yep.
40-something billion dollars, I think he was going to give to Africa. I mean, he's selling everything we've got. All the taxpayers' money is going to other countries. He's been doing this for God knows how long.
I just put the link up.
Yeah, and nobody in this country, nobody in this Congress is going to stand up and say, enough's enough, let's help our own people? No.
$33 billion.
He wants to bring this
private
country
and
to
public assistance.
Need, and he wants to empower everyone else around us.
Yep.
That's what his plan is. I see it. You see it. I don't think they're ever going to see it in Congress. But, you know, that's what he's doing. He's empowering everyone around us and not his own people, his own country. He's going to let us suffer. He's going to make everybody, you know, he's giving all them all of our money. The money is here. This country is very wealthy, and Obama's doing everything he can to
drain
send
it.
This money. Yeah, exactly. Drain it. Send
it
somewhere else. That's what
yep.
he's doing.
That's our
Excuse
way of
me,
saying
if
we're
we
sorry
take
for
a
everything
short
we've
break
done.
For a moment.
All right.
I have to say something to George. Three hot dogs?
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have to send me home. Because I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Knew I shouldn't have given her
words. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have to send me home. Because I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
It
kind
of sounded like
no
more
singing that. No, that's George singing that. Thank you, George.
No, I didn't sing that. Hold on. I did not sing that. Seriously. I found that on YouTube.
Oh,
it's
really?
Seconds long,
yeah.
The original version, and I just used an audio program to extend it a little longer. That's
the original version came off of Bob and Tom's show. If y'all ever listen to Bob and Tom on the radio, that's where that came from. The original. I can't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I found that on YouTube, and I sat back and I thought, you know. That would be great. So when trolls come around, I can sit there and go, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Yes, you can tell I have a sadistic streak in me.
Oh, my.
Speaking of trolls, last night my show got trolled. Not in the chat room.
Huh.
On the phone. Same
on the
kid.
Phone.
The same kid. Different Skype names. Every time, but it was the same kid. So I did a little something that, you know, I'm not bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the guard, I made friends with a lot of the guys in the FBI office. Okay?
Yeah.
I made a lot of friends there. Well, some of those guys that I knew back then work in the cyber crimes division. And they keep in touch with me on a semi-regular basis because, you know, we made friends, you know, we keep in touch. And aside from which, a few of them do live in this area where I live.
Yes.
So, I put the plug in their ear about this caller on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning it over to cyber crimes. So that whenever I get slammed like that,
mm-hmm,
they will trace back through the server right to the source.
Yes.
And then they can have all the fun they want. Now, there's some people that will say, well, George, that's not a cybercrime. They, believe it or not, that's considered harassment, and that is still a crime,
yeah,
in most states.
Yes.
So if it's done over the Internet, it becomes then what? A cybercrime. So I hope that little troll enjoys his time earned in a jail cell. I would suggest, though, that he use lots of soap on a rope.
Cog asks, how does the FBI feel about the FU song?
I don't think it would matter. We're not. It's not a. It's a private show. It's open to the public, but it's privately owned.
Well, actually,
and it's also freedom of speech.
You're not
susceptible to any FCC rules.
Yeah.
Are you?
Hey, listen, a buddy of mine that lives, you know, not
it's
far
not
from
rated G. The show is not rated G. It's rated PG.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, like I said, he's an FBI agent. Okay.
Yeah.
A friend of mine. Well,
mm-hmm,
I emailed him the link to Ron's show and
mm-hmm
my show, and he sat back one night and he heard the show that I was, you know, a couple of the shows I was on, and he
mm-hmm
heard FU song. He writes back to me and he says, George, did she actually have a symphony going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck. And I'm sitting back and I'm cracking up because he's actually typing and extending the words, like singing it in text. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, Todd, you need a vacation now. You really do. So I wrote back, I said, yes, that's exactly how it went. So he sends me the YouTube link to that same symphony, only with more content. She explains why she hasn't said fuck you all show.
Yeah.
I'm like, you really need a vacation, buddy. Jeez. What part of out there in left field do you not get? But he sat back, he listened to the show, you know, all of us interacting. And he made a comment about a certain person who remains nameless and thankfully is not here. He said, whoever that guy is, we will be watching. He doesn't like him. He doesn't like what he did to you, to me, and to other people. So,
mm-hmm,
we'll be watching.
Well, that's good.
Well, let's see if they do something. But in the meantime, I'm just thankful for one thing. I'm really thankful for one thing that came out 15 hours ago. You know all this thing about Benghazi and all the talk and Hillary and everything? I'm glad to see that the government released the documents proving that the White House and Hillary and everybody, no one was responsible for Benghazi, that they've cleared it up, and it's official. We don't have to worry about it anymore.
They cleared it up.
Well, yeah, because I remember golf. I know you're not golf, but I'm just saying, I was just talking,
no,
I was saying
no,
golf, because golf is listening.
No, I was just I was responding to somebody in the chat room about private shows. You know, people always tend to lose focus about Blog Talk Radio and shows just like this, you know, and there's a bunch more. But, you know, this is a private show. The host has granted you access to this website, and the host can, you know, and like in this particular region be Ron Rick. He's not here, but Ron Rick is here. And so she's in control. And, yes, she can deny you access. You know, people, you know, they have trouble getting that through their head. It's a private show that you're allowed to join openly. Yeah. They allow you to join. But if they don't like you, they can kick your ass out. Real simple.
Right. You can get kicked out of the chat room. They can still listen to the show. They just can't participate in the chat room.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is. It's private. People don't understand what private means versus public. You know, this is not a public forum. It's a private forum that you're allowed to come into until you're an asshole, and then, boom, you're gone. You know? Real simple. Real simple how it works. Nothing complicated about it.
Tell me about it. I mean, there's a fine line. Let me tell you something. There's a fine line on Blog Talk Radio. And when people cross that fine line, the host has the right to refuse you service, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a store owner. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Boom.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay? So in a sense, as a host myself, I can certainly sit back and say, okay, I'm going to kick out this person, this person, this person. This person's making me laugh. I'll keep this person, but this person and this person, now they can sit outside and just listen. And that's my choice. I can even choose to not open a chat room at all.
Yeah, which a lot of show hosts are doing that now, where they're not opening their chat rooms because of the
problem with trolls these days.
Because of the trolls.
That's what it goes down
to. No calls. Yeah. Me and the president is not a private. That's supposed to be public. You know, when you talk about the President of the United States now, when he speaks, he's supposed to be public. I mean, he speaks, supposed to speak, once again, supposed to speak to the Americans of this country, and he doesn't do that. He speaks for his, you know, so, you got to figure it out. I'm serious. You got to figure it out. I mean, we're doing what we do here. And for how long, I don't know, it'll last, because they're trying to shut down, the freedom of speech and the First Amendment. They're working their damnedest at it right now, trying to kill this.
But they keep running into opposition, and that's good.
Yep.
But they need to run into further opposition by the American people. And I'll tell you something. One day, we're going to wake up, and our rights are going to be gone. The Constitution will no longer matter, and the government will tell you what time to go to bed, what time to get up, what you can have for breakfast in the morning, where you can work, who you can marry. You know, I mean, eventually it's going to come down to that kind of a dictatorship. And if people think I'm joking, or they think that I'm too far out there, well, you know what? Kiss my ass, because it's a reality that's coming if we don't protect our freedoms. And the First Amendment is the most important, because it is the catalyst for all the amendments to follow.
I want to make it clear one more time for Cog. This is a private chat room. Okay, the presidency is not a private chat room. The presidency is supposed to be open and transparent to the American people. Very big difference. Okay? So this chat room is privately owned. Privately owned. This is owned by Ron Rick. Ron Rick can do what he pleases in this chat room. He can keep you, he can get rid of you. He can let it go. At one time Ron used to let people go crazy in here. Okay? And it ruined the show a couple times. So he changed that. He don't do it no more. So, you know, That's how it kind of works. There's a difference, big difference. If people don't understand that, it's hard to explain it to them. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Because people don't understand that, and you know, I mean, I always look at it as going, as if you were going to someone's house, you know, and
exactly.
You don't conduct yourself in certain ways at different people's houses. Now, some people's houses, you can go and cut up and act a fool, and, you know, that's fine. Wait a minute, I have to use my new word today. That's how they roll.
Well, look, there's some
people, you know, you just, you know, you have to have manners, you know.
Antoinette, I'll venture every now and then.
I'm a kind of a crazy guy, and I'll venture over into the lesbian chat rooms, and they kick my ass out real quick when I speak. They can do that. They're allowed to do that. I understand that. I understand the rules and all that. So they kick my ass out. I go in there and try to raise a little bit of hell. You know, I do it. I go in there. But not as much as my brother. My brother, he's kicked out of every chat room around the country. But he can't even go. But, you know, and I don't do that very often because, you know, I get tired of, you know, they call me a troll. Oh, Gulf Dogs is a troll. Yeah, whatever. You know, they kick me out. I mean, literally, I a lot of times I'm even going to talk. I just go in there with my name. And I'm sitting there, and boom, I'm kicked out. You know,
well,
I don't.
They
know
who you are.
They have the right to do that. That's what I'm saying. They have the right to do that, and I understand that. So I don't complain about it.
Oh, well, I'm a kick around his butt.
One of the very stark realities that I learned when early on being on BTR is. And at one time, they actually had a button for banning people for 24 hours. The host had that control. BTR took it away from us. I really wish they hadn't taken away from us, because kicking them out doesn't always work. But the ban button, what it did was, it was a solid 24-hour kick that you couldn't come back for 24 hours.
And you couldn't go on no show.
No, you could go on other shows. You just couldn't listen or participate in the chat room once you were banned from the show.
Okay, I know. Make 6 years ago when I first came on, it was
kind of like what Twitter does to you. You know, on Twitter, any of y'all use Twitter, which I'm big on Twitter. I've actually been kicked out of Twitter twice now. I have no idea reason why. I mean, they don't even give you any...
Because you're going to those chat rooms that you shouldn't be going to, Billy.
No. It's nothing about that. Yeah, no, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just my posting. I'm posting, you know, I'm posting conservative talk, all kind of stuff like that. And they've actually banned me twice. And it hasn't happened in a long time because I think I got a hold of somebody at Twitter that understands what I, you know, I don't post nothing. I don't make nothing up. You know, I just post stuff, and the post the things I post are news articles in general, and you know, don't get pissed off at me. Get off at the if they're mad, get pissed off at the article, the person that wrote that article. You know, so why target me? I'm just relaying something, and they finally give up on me. They ain't kicked me out in over a year now, but I was kicked out there for, one time for 2 weeks. I couldn't get back into Twitter. They just, you know, whatever. And I had everybody, all my Twitter friends, you know, were jumping on their ass, you know. You know, it's ridiculous. What are you, going on at them? And finally they brought me back. And I know a lot of people that actually have, they suffer that a lot. They have like 3, 4, 5 accounts. You know, when they get off one, they go to the other. But I'll stick with my one account. And they haven't done it to me in a long time. I should never say that now because I said that they'll probably kick my ass out.
We have a caller on. So
uh-oh.
I'm leery about 111s. But, okay. 111, who are we speaking with? Hello, 111.
You guys are amazingly exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Sound like a Jew right there.
No, that was Beasley.
Oh,
okay.
Beasley.
Yeah.
Beasley. Yeah, that's a voice you haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah. And it won't be tonight.
Yeah, that's it, you know. But Hey, and you know, and it's funny because you know, when that kid kept calling my show the other night, I sat back and I thought to myself, okay, I got Gunslinger, and you know how he likes to drag things out a little bit, you know, to give you a really good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was doing that, so I took this kid into the virtual green room, and the stupid son of this dumbass actually turned around and said, "Am I on the air?" I said, "Oh, definitely, yes." And that's when he started his nonsense. And I said, "Goodbye, click." And then he comes up with another name. And I take him into the virtual green room, and I knew it was the same kid because he did a slight variation on the name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, I just said, you know what? And he kept coming in with the same name after a while, because the last name he came in with, he goes, "Yeah, listen, I want to tell you about this guy that's he's a real ass. His name is Chris Griffin." And that was the first mm-hmm. name that came that called up that night. Somebody calling himself Chris Griffin. Anyone mm-hmm. who's a fan of Family Guy would know that the character Chris Griffin is Peter Griffin's son. Well,
okay.
I turn around and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just going to go, what the deuce, click. Now, I had him in the virtual green room. I could have done anything, but I just went, what the deuce, click. A half-baked Stewie imitation. And the kid kept trying to call in, and after a while I just kept hanging him up. At one point, I take him into the green room, and I go, "Hey, dumbass, I told you, you're not getting on the air. So, screw you," click. After a while, he gave up. He was persistent, but near the last half hour of the show, he just gave up. And I was sitting there having all kinds of fun with it, but he never knew he wasn't getting on the air. And this is why trolls don't bother me anymore, because they know I will not let them play their game.
Yeah, which is smart. I agree. I expect to be able to have a respectful conversation. You know, we don't have to agree, but we don't have to act like a bunch of children in romper room or something.
Mm. Well, I live by a simple philosophy. We can agree to disagree.
Yes.
You know, and that's really what it boils down to. Now,
where is Mike at? Did he pass out?
No, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Oh, Mike, you're quiet.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm just I'm looking some stuff. I'm trying to figure out why when I look something up on YouTube, I get a gray circle with an exclamation point in the middle of the picture. Nothing will come up.
Probably need a reboot. I would imagine a reboot will fix that.
Oh, I tried recycling. What do they call that round circle with the arrow? And it's not doing it. I get a gray circle with another circle around it and an exclamation point in the middle. Like, I don't know. So yeah. I guess YouTube doesn't work for me, I guess.
Did you try closing the browser and reopening the browser?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Reboot usually works. I mean, shut it down, bring it back up, everything will come back.
I'll shut the computer and turn it back on.
Yeah, it works. And I'm not on Windows. I haven't been on Windows in years, but I'm thinking that's how it works with Windows.
Well, let me put this to you guys, okay? One of the things that I've had trouble with when it comes to computers, and I'm sure many of you who are Windows PC users will attest to this. There was at one time remember when Windows 95 came out?
It worked nice. It was okay.
Yeah, I remember Windows 95.
Now, it worked okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. Then they went to Windows 98. And Windows 98 was not exactly the greatest thing in the world until they put out Windows 98 Second Edition. Once they put out the Second Edition version, it was fine. Then they went to, Windows XP. And Windows XP was good. It was fine.
I have Windows XP on my desktop. I
still have a copy of XP. That's the only one I'll use. If I do go to Windows, I'll use XP, nothing else.
Well, it's no longer supported by Microsoft, just so you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Windows Vista was a complete and utter cluster. That version of Windows sucks. Okay? When they came out with Windows 7, every time they come out with a version that doesn't work, they take their time bringing out the next version because they want to make sure they get all the bugs out. Well, they did that with Windows 7. Windows 7 was the way Windows Vista was supposed to be.
That's what I have on my laptop is Windows 7.
Both my laptops and my desktop are Windows 7. I won't use anything else. I will not get Windows 8.
I heard that's a lot of problems.
Well, Windows 8 was rushed to production. Okay, they did the same thing with Windows 8 that they did with Windows 98 and Windows Vista. They rushed it to production. So I came to the conclusion that, well, Windows 8.1, Cog, and I saw Cog said that he's 8.1.
Yes.
When Windows 8 first came out, it was just Windows 8. It wasn't 8.1 yet.
Mm-hmm.
When they were having all those problems, 8.1, an 8.1 patch was sent out. The problem, the patch doesn't always work on certain parts of 8. Plus, the interface is completely screwball. I work with Windows 8 where I volunteer once a week. And let me tell you something. Windows 8 is absolutely... Oh, I know they do it. But the Windows 8.1... When they put out the patch for 8, they screwed it up. They went back to the drawing board with 8 briefly to iron out all the bugs. All right? So 8.1 is now a better operating system, granted, than when it first came out. Those of you who have 8.1 full blown, that's actually third generation. 8.1 patch was the second generation, and it did clear up a lot of problems, but it didn't fix everything. So they would send out, I'm sure you got buku updates on Windows 8.1. I can almost guarantee it. At least every other day or so, you would get, and that's fine. Most people don't like it. Now, the only thing with Windows 7 that I get are all those blasted Defender updates.
Goodbye.
No, mine just opened up. I just rebooted it.
I actually made my own startup and shutdown stuff. No, I would use background music and go, like, prime example. I had the Looney Tunes theme, and I went.
Yeah, I like the Looney Tunes.
For the shutdown, I went. We're shutting that down, damn it.
See, mine just booted. It said Windows 7.
It was nuts. I said, hey, Bill, I wanted to personalize it.
When I turned the computer back on, just to show my brother what I had done for the startup, you know the what was it, 2001 A Space Odyssey, where it went, well, I had that music in the background, and I went, wake up, wake up, wake up. Now, where's the coffee? So, needless
well, that's
to say,
a good one.
Needless to say, my brother looked at me and went, hey, George, can you do something like that for me? I said, no. You want to personalize it for your computer? You have to make it yourself. I'll show you how to upload it, but you make it. So he takes my computer over, and he starts making one for himself. He emails it to himself and says, all right, George, come on. Let's go to my house, and we'll finish the rest. I said, but Bill, I'm waiting for the coffee to finish brewing. He says, shut it off. We'll get coffee at my house. Don't worry about it. Let's go. I want to get this installed. I want to get all this nice stuff done. I'm like, oh, God, what have I done?
Yeah.
But, George, what I do, I used to work on computers all the time. And now I'm a Linux guy. I don't use Windows. I mean, I have it, but I only if I need it. I don't use it. And what I do when I got a family member or somebody I know, if I think they're a little bit computer literate, I'll convert them over to Linux. If I don't, I'll just kind of like, you know, restore what they got and say, here you go. Go screw yourself again. You know, because that's what you do with Windows. It's, you just constantly screw yourself. You know, it's full of viruses, full of back doors, holes that people can tunnel into your system. And so I try to put them on Linux, and very few people I can put them on Linux, because most people, and I have to actually do it in person. You know, it's kind of hard to do it. I've tried to help a few people out online, and it screws them up. But let me tell you what, if you ever get can wean yourself off of the Windows operating system, you're better off for it. You're so much safer, a whole lot safer. Not that you're completely safe, but you're a whole lot safer. Windows is so dangerous, and the way people can gather your information, people can actually come in there and control your computer. If not control it, watch everything you do, every keystroke, you know. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there we're living in nowadays. People need to wake up, smell the coffee. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I actually have a small stack of different Linux operating systems that I've tried on my laptop once. I wanted to put it on my desktop, but I tried it on a laptop I had, one of my laptops. And, you know, I like the operating system, don't get me wrong. But a lot of what I do requires, unfortunately, Windows. Because not everything I use is, you know, because there's when it comes to the software, it has to be the software I'm used to. Anything new, and I run into a major league problem.
That's why you would do a boot. You know, do a boot means you have Windows, you know, on your computer as well as Linux. And you can, if you have something you have to do with Windows that you know, that's what your purpose is, you boot up into Windows, do that, boot out, boot back into Linux for your operating, for you know, like going online, which makes you a whole lot more secure. And that's what I used to do. But now I don't find anything I can't do on Linux that I used to could do on Windows. I mean, nowadays, I just jump into Linux and bam, everything I want to do is right there. Every like Microsoft Office, well, hell, they have compatible. Everything's. I mean, it's getting really, really normal now. People are getting better at it, and the community is gigantic in Linux. I mean, the people. And everybody wonders who are the hackers. Well, the hackers are probably Linux guys, because in Linux you can do stuff and attack Windows users. Not that I do something like that. I'm a white hat guy. But, you know, that, I mean, the technology is there that where people on Linux is pretty much superior to Windows. Well, I shouldn't say pretty much. It is superior. You know, they have an upper hand on you in the technology field. People on Windows mostly are you know, they're relying on Microsoft to supply them with updates and all that. With them updates, by the time they get to you on a Windows computer, the Linux guys already know about the vulnerabilities if they're a hacker. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody on Linux is doing that, but I'm just saying they already know about the vulnerabilities because they're probably the ones that designed it, you know, because they're safe. They're where they're at in their little world, they're safe. And that's what kind of got my attention to Linux was, you know, why don't I jump over here to an operating system where all the people that are working on it are actually, front runners. The guys that are actually out there in front looking for ways to fix this, fix that, and that's why I'm there, because that's what they're doing. And it there's a learning curve to it. I'll give you that. There's a learning curve to it. But I guarantee if you sat down on my computer right now, you think you were looking at a Windows computer. You could look at on my computer looks no different.
Now, the one thing that I've never actually attempted, because I honestly don't know how to do it myself, is setting up the computer for a dual boot. I've never actually done that before. I have a friend of mine who's a Nick Plus Tech. He's actually helped me with a lot of my computer issues over the years. Knows how to do it.
Do you have a CD player or a DVD on that computer?
Yeah. Actually, I've got a DVD-RW.
Okay, all you got to do is download an ISO of whatever version you like. You know, the ISO of, in my particular case, I use Linux Mint, but there's a whole bunch of different ones. Linux Mint is based...
I've used Mandriva.
Go with them. Go to something like Mint or Ubuntu, but no, Linux Mint is my favorite.
I don't have the latest one, though. I got to get that.
Yeah.
I like to
and what you
on
do
Mint.
Is just download the ISO and then put it in, reboot, and your computer should ask you, what do you want to do with this, and just install it side by side. It'll give you the options. Install it side by side, and I don't want to wipe my computer out. I want this to run side by side. And it'll install it, go through the process, and then the computer will shut down, reboot, and when it reboots, it asks you, where do you want to go, Windows or, in my case, Linux Mint. You click on whichever way you want to go, and boom, you boot on up. It's real simple.
Hmm. Well, I'm not going to fuss with it tonight, obviously, but when I have time tomorrow, I'll probably do that.
I need to upgrade myself. I'm about two or three versions behind, but I really like what I got right now. So when you get something you like, you kind of like to hang with it.
Yeah, because I've got Ubuntu, I've got Mandriva, I've got like seven or eight different Linux types to choose.
Go download the ISO for Linux Mint with the Cinnamon Desktop. That's the name, Cinnamon. Download, just get that for 32-bit, unless you have a 64-bit, but I would still prefer 32-bit. Computer, get that, and download it.
32-bit. My desktop is 64-bit.
Yeah, and even if you got a 64-bit, I still prefer running a 32-bit on a 64. It runs better to me, anyways, because my computer is 64, and I prefer 32. And just install it, you know, side by side. Don't wipe your computer out. Install it side by side. It'll give you a dual boot option every time. Anyways, go ahead. I didn't mean to take y'all away from all this.
Well,
people just don't understand. People get confused by that.
Well, one thing's for certain. I've had friends of mine say to me, you know, George, you should try going to Windows 8. You'll like it. And I tell them, fuck you. I ain't taking on Windows 8. What are you, out of your godforsaken mind? What are you, that fucking stupid? Were you burned under a rock? Did you get raised on a cabbage patch? Are you nuts? I like Windows 7. Thank you very much. Now leave me alone. Goodbye. Jeez, how much coffee have you had today? One cup. And that's usually the way my conversation on changing to Windows 8 goes. I actually had where I bought my desktop computer. I bought my desktop at Best Buy several years ago, and the guys saw me in there. Was it about a week ago? So the guy that actually was the person who rung me up, he's still working there. In fact, he's being promoted to the night manager. So I said, you know, I'm just looking around today, not really interested in buying anything. And he goes, well, wait a minute, George, you got the compact Versario with Windows 7, right? I said, yeah, how'd you remember? He says, you were a hard sell for a computer. You couldn't make up your mind. And then you settled on the compact Versario, mostly because of the price. I said, yeah, that's right. He goes, I remember my customers, especially my good customers. Wow, I'm a good customer. How nice to know that. What do you got up your sleeve? He goes, how would you like to get a brand spanking new copy of the latest version of Windows 8? I just looked at him and went, let me think about that for a minute. How does hell no sound? He goes, but I said no. He goes, but I said no. But I said no, now leave it alone. Okay. I'm not going to push. Good. And I walked about my business. The poor guy was like, wow. I see him 5 minutes later. He goes, are you sure? I said no. He goes, okay, just wanted to check. And he tried so hard to sell me Windows, a complete operating system of Windows 8. I just didn't want anything to do with it. Now, a friend of mine asked me if I could downgrade her computer, which is Windows 8 based. Can't do it. I told her right up front, I said, can't do it. Because everything that's in that computer, you'd have to have the drivers for. And unless that computer was Windows 7 in the beginning, you know, just ain't gonna happen. Okay, can everyone hear me on the line? Okay, Cog says I'm
speaking
up. Yeah, we can hear you.
Cog,
I hear you fine.
Yes, I think Cog is upset because not allowing the trolls free range. And I'm sorry, Cog, well, I'm not gonna say I'm sorry for not letting the trolls in. But I don't feel like being bothered.
No, with the grief. And plus, I think there's only a few shows. When I rebooted, it looked like three shows were on for the chat room. So we're getting the drifters.
Yeah, well, now Mary A. Caffer says in the chat room, sometimes you are choppy, George. I know, Mary. I think that's just because I have a lot of gas. Sorry. Okay, that went over like a lead balloon. And all that stuff. Yeah, that's what I said, Mary. Gassy.
Oh my, that's some hot dogs.
I was gassy. Hey, listen, I was full of gas before I had the hot dogs.
So the hot dogs just contribute to making it more problematic.
No, actually not really, because, see, my full initials spell the word gas.
Okay. You're just going to make it difficult. never cooked on the gas, though.
No, my middle name is Al.
Your middle name is Alan?
Allen, A-double-L-E-N. Yep. My mother has had a sense of irony for her kid's name. The only one of her four kids that did not have initials that said something was my brother Billy. My brother Billy was named after my father. My sister Louise, her initials spelled laugh. My sister spelled sass. And unfortunately, when I was born,
I ended up with gas.
Oh, I see.
So, and there's a running gag that goes with that too. I often tell it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was born, the doctor held me up by my ankles, smacked me on my bottom, and all of a sudden I go. I fall, poor guy's face. He holds me out by the ankles, stretching his arm way, way out, and he goes, "Mrs. Sinzer, what did you say your son's name is again? George Allen? Trust me, it fits." I mean, what can I say? I'm cursed all at the same time.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, I say just a minute, Mr. Cog, there, sir. Now, don't ever think that George can't. I say ever say anything that isn't funny without me.
You're breaking up.
See what I mean?
Yes, you're breaking up.
It's too funny, and Skype don't like it.
No. I can see that they don't.
Let me check my Skype.
And I'm really sorry, y'all. I didn't have anything prepared. I didn't talk to Ron today, and he booked the show, so I thought that he had something that he wanted to run with, but...
That's fine.
Sorry.
It was a good, easy-going show. No, I think you did fine without it.
I worked hard yesterday.
Yeah.
I still have more information from yesterday, but it was just, trying to do everything with this cold and stuff is not easy.
Glad you're feeling better, though.
I'm starting to, honestly. Look, I guess maybe reading that where, you show any signs of respiratory problems or anything else, you're going to be detained.
Yeah.
Was enough to you better get well quick.
I'm feeling better now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better now, yep. That's definitely it.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to any of their detention centers. So, maybe that's what did it. Okay, George is back on Skype. Okay, George, we got you back.
Okay. Am I breaking up still?
No.
Good, because my signal looks good. It was yellow, but then I as soon as I hung up and called back in on Skype, it cleared it right up. It's kind of like having a rash. If you do the right thing, you get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Nodge. You have Rotai died, so you're taking his place. Can you please explain that? I mean, nothing happened to the person.
Died? Oh,
that's Jay.
Yeah,
isn't Rotai Jay?
Died.
Oh, you're Rotai. Okay, Nodge, don't do that. See, now I'm going to have to do this for you. I love you. You know I love you, dear. But this is for you, Nodge, for doing that to me.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have to send me home, because I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I love you, Nodge, but don't do that. See, I always thought that Roll Tide was Jay. You see, I didn't know.
I thought Nodge was Roll Tide.
It was he. Now he came in under his.
Oh. Well, that thing about them collecting sick people that you put the link up about the bill now where they changed it, Obama?
Say that again, please.
Remember yesterday you put that link up about Obama changing the rules where they can come and they can quarantine you and they can take you out of the home if you're sick, respiratory illness, and remember?
Oh, if you go to the doctors and things like that.
Well, I guess they can quarantine like neighborhoods or take you and lock you up. And I just put a link up. That's what came to mind immediately. I remember yesterday when you told me about that. No problem.
Yes,
do you remember that scene?
I don't remember, but I'm going to look at it.
Hmm.
I have a lot of windows open, but I'm going to look at it after the show. Because we only have 18 minutes.
Oh.
Not 18 minutes, 13. Yeah, because I'm not doing OT tonight. I'm sorry, y'all.
No.
I'm tired,
it's
too hard
late.
To talk.
Yeah.
It's too hard for me to talk.
Understandable. So. I just hope that Ron's all right.
He probably passed
out. I hope so. Yeah, and he'll say later, I fell asleep, and or he was busy. Oh, bring out your dead. Is that like from the scene from, not scene, but, what was it, World War II or, during the Depression where they used to tell people to bring out their dead?
No, remember from the Great Plague? That was from Monty Python. Remember it was a did you ever see?
Where it actually happened in history. During that time.
From
I remember
plague,
reading about
the
it
Black
in
Death.
Oh,
but
okay.
But my favorite is when the guy brings his father out and the father's over his shoulder. Don't you remember that scene?
No.
And he says, here, take him. If you watch a little bit of it, and he says, here, take him. And the old man all of a sudden goes, but I'm not dead yet.
Oh, my.
And the guy says, don't listen to him. He's going to be dead any minute. Well, I can't take him. We've got rules. If he's not dead, well, can you do me a favor? Well, I'm not going to be back here. Yeah, it was a funny skit.
Oh,
I'm actually feeling better. I think I'll take a walk.
Oh, my. No, I'm going to watch it, though.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
After this.
By the way, nice picture, Mike, you and Rob Astorino.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
You with the American flag behind your noggin, and him with the state flag behind his.
I was blasting a little bit, I was giving a little bit of a broadside there to so many of these people, the naysayers, that none of them have any guts to stand up for what they believe in or anything else, and they sit back and they type on Facebook, and they're full of just negative, I tagged Iggy Mom on that picture. Iggy, I'm sure you saw it too, but I put that was on one of the gun forums. That I posted that, and I said, you know what, I'm going to put it on Facebook, too. Because they keep coming in with this, he's never going to win. Oh, Cuomo's got millions of dollars. He outnumbers him. Nobody upstate knows him. Oh, he's never going to win. Whoa, is us. Get off your ass, knock on doors, and work to make it happen. You know, I mean, all these people, they complain and everything else, and they sit back, and all they do is post about it. Nobody wants to get out there and actually work, help the campaign. Volunteer, do phone banking or something. Make it happen. Don't just sit back and bitch. But they do. And then they wonder, they say, oh, our system is broken. Well, get active and fix it. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're outnumbered. Well, you know, enough of the defeatist attitude.
Iggy put in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Iggy put in 33 states. Can completely shut down movement, that everyone should check your emergency preparedness for your state. And Iggy, in that executive order that Obama signed on the 13th, I'm trying to remember, but I believe in that is also where it's involved with the state governors and things like that. I know my governor here in this state is a part of that governor's board or whatever it is in D.C.
With which side, the Democrats or the Republicans? Probably Democrats.
Democrats.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a whole big system, and they cover each other's asses, all of them. They all watch out for each other.
Because keep in mind, this is an amendment that it came out under Bush in 2003. Obama just added to it,
yep.
You know, with this. I mean, so either way, you know, it just shows you that the only thing they do is just change puppets. The agenda does not change.
And they make you feel good as if they're playing a game with us with this, with the Ebola. And, well, there are centers that are for that we can quarantine and we can take care of you. And now, what was that Iggy Mom just posted about? What did she say? If check your emergency
state.
Preparedness for your state.
Yeah, for your
we've
state.
We've got signs up around all around here because there's a power plant. We'll put it that way. You guys know what type of power plant. And these signs say emergency bus route. Here is an emergency bus stop for evacuation buses. You know those, George? If something happens to that place, do you really think we're going to have enough time to be standing at a bus stop?
Now, look, and you think the buses are going to be stopping for
people?
Yeah,
and you think the buses are going to be coming. And where are we going to go?
People are going to be panicking in the streets. There's going to be rioting. There's going to be looting. There's
going to
be all kinds of insanity going on. So if anybody thinks for 1 minute that an emergency evacuation plan, especially because I know the one you're talking about, Mike.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Plan was designed and set up because of Indian nuclear power plant.
All right.
Excuse me for 1 second, gentlemen. I'm sorry. Iggy, I'm mad at you for making me do this. Since Iggy has waited until the end of the show to start telling us all of this great information, we'll go a half an hour over.
She was telling
That's
you
all
the
because I'm tired,
group,
y'all.
When she first got here, she was telling it. So she did tell it. We just didn't pay attention.
Oh, I'm sorry, Iggy. I'm very sorry. But 15 minutes, y'all. Oh, Todd, I was not mad at her. Like, I'm mad at her because she's telling me now when it's at the end.
How come Nodge is swearing? I didn't know Nodge used profanity.
Where's Nodge swearing?
He just said there that some power plant is Fukushima or something. I never knew
you'll do it tomorrow?
Fukushima.
Okay,
Fukushima. What is it?
Fukushima.
That's the way how you spell it.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was Fukushima. All right, never mind. Okay.
No, he spelled it right. Leave Nodge alone.
I'm joking with you, Nodge. I'm just joking. I know you. I know it was. But it was funny seeing it. All I was missing was the CK. He just put, F you.
He already got it with the song dedicated to him for telling us the road tide was dead. Oh, my goodness.
But you know the politicians do stuff like that with the evacuation plans to shut the masses up, to keep that people happy. And so people feel a false sense of security that, oh, there's an evacuation plan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. And that's close enough to New York City where if something happens, that I'd like to see. How are they going to evacuate in New York City?
I don't know.
Again, it goes right back to what I said.
Yeah.
Don't y'all have to go under a tunnel or something? A long tunnel?
No.
Well, they got a lot of tunnels. But knowing them, they'd do the same thing Hitler did, flood the subways when the Russians were coming in on Berlin.
Mike, the next time you're up in my neck of the woods.
Well, look at how they did Katrina.
Yeah.
Mike, the next time you're up in my neck of the woods, I will take you to one of the state's underground bunker entrances, which is not far from where I live. Okay, they were using it back when George Pataki was governor. They haven't used it. They don't use it anymore. They abandoned it after he got out of office. It was left abandoned.
Not surprised.
Okay, well, Golf Dogs is saying get a rope. Nod is saying they can't really stop anything, but it makes people think something is being done.
Exactly.
Mary said put them in the East River. And I assume Cog is agreeing with Golf Dogs about get a rope.
I don't think anybody's going to want to jump in the East River. They got too many whitefish.
Okay, I'm going to make it
What's
really
wrong with
simple.
Whitefish? What is that? I like whitefish. Is that white?
No, you, Antoinette, you don't want whitefish. That's a New York joke. You don't.
I haven't eaten fish in years since that stuff over in Fukushima, and I've been wanting some fish so bad.
Well, let me put this to you, Gang, okay? I'm going to make it real simple. If the day happens where the news actually tells us the truth ahead of time and says
right
they're dropping bombs on New York and California, stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye, because that's all you'll have time to do.
Okay.
Bottom line,
yeah.
Those plans don't work. There's going to be too much rioting. There's going to be too much insanity going on. People are going to be panicking everywhere. So guess what? By the time they actually get traffic moving, we're already crispy critters. So please, if you think an evacuation plan works, give me a oh no. Okay?
Yeah, they're out of their minds.
Like that. Because it ain't going to work. Westchester County's evacuation plan, because of Indian Point, is a major league screw-up.
Can you explain something to me?
Cog
said something about having whitefish in Alaska, and Golf Dog said that's racist. Can you explain what is racist about whitefish? I don't get it.
No, what they refer to as whitefish in the East River is... You know the tampons, the white string that they used to, when they had trouble with the sewage, they used to pump them into the East River, and you'd see these things floating all over, and everybody was a running joke. Oh, those are the whitefish for the tourists. So that's what they were. It was see what I mean? I guess it's a New York joke. They've cleaned it up now.
How is that
but
racist?
But sewage, they used to, I mean, in some places, sewage used to make it into the East River quite a bit. But it has been cleaned up.
Okay, I mean, I just couldn't understand how it was racist. I'm like, well, what's racist about white fish? I mean, there is white fish.
No.
So I didn't understand. Okay.
No, it's
so it's
when
a sanitation problem.
Yeah, no, when I said that, Mike had a different take on it. When I said it, you know, nowadays you say something like that, you could get, you know, in trouble by the media. You say white fish. Oh, my God. Well,
yeah,
where's the
true.
Black fish?
Hey, you know something? When I had the restaurant, I had white pizza was on the menu. And I had one guy take me on and start a fight with me in the restaurant and ask me why I was racist and why I don't have black pizza on the menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but
one of my guys that worked for me, was one of the kids is black and came out and said, I can burn it for you. Want me to burn it for you? I told him, get back to the kitchen. Well, you don't stop making make it worse.
It kind of goes back, Antoinette, to the political correctness in this country, this destroying the country, the political correctness, you know, pretty much.
I was
making a step, you know. I was just taking that.
Golf Dog, you think so?
Yep, they're overdoing it.
Really? You think?
But yeah, the whitefish, now you can see why it was an inside joke.
Yeah, I mean, and with the pizza, I eat like old pizza because I don't like the sauce.
Let's lie to it.
Pardon me?
I said political correctness has flushed it down the toilet, sent it to the East River, blown it up, done everything else to it, and said goodbye to it on the process. And by the way, the last time somebody said to me, you know, George, political correctness killed this country, I you know what I said to them? Hold on, and I played taps.
Yep.
Okay, Nodge wants to know, how many countries have been destroyed by political correctness? And then how did that happen? And, Golf Dog said every socialist country.
Well, it's easy. When you institute political correctness into a society, what you're doing is you're actually stifling certain forms of speech. It's censorship. And away it goes down the drain.
Yes, the background noise, could you please mute yourself?
I had to fill up the water. Dogs need their water.
Okay.
I forgot my mute was off. No, the politically correct, I mean, it depends on what level they take the politically correct. If they use it as a tool and the government uses it and they decide, like, Jews are evil, it is not politically correct to mention Jews or to allow them to shop in your stores or anything else, then you get National Socialist Germany. So it depends on what level and what type of tool.
Iggy says Sweden, Denmark, and Finland.
Yep.
Okay, and I said they're all doing well.
You got less than 3 minutes.
Pardon me?
Less than 3 minutes.
Yes. Less than 3 minutes, Colton. Well, I want to thank everyone for dropping by. I'm sorry Ron wasn't here. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm going to say this, and I'm sure you'll leave it in the archives. Ron, you are not making me happy. I came to this show tonight in the hopes to tease and confound you, and you weren't here. So I had to behave myself, politically correct and all.
Oh, look, he has her hand up. Wait a minute. We can't go anywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hello, Iggy. Hello, look, when I see your hand up, that stopped everything.
Yeah, I didn't want to really make anybody nervous or anything, but there was a... Three false alarms in Ohio, Tennessee, and it might have been Kentucky, but I'm not sure.
What about New York City? We had one in Manhattan yesterday where they ruled no, that it wasn't Ebola.
Yeah. And anybody that comes into the cold now is going to be suspected of having Ebola.
Yeah.
So that's why I put in before that people need to start looking at their emergency preparedness. See what happens if they call for a full-scale quarantine on your area, because literally you will not be able to get water, you will not be able to go to the store, you won't be able to go get gas, you won't be able to go to work.
You mean
what we were discussing last night?
Mm-hmm. I missed the show last night.
Iggy.
Oh, I'm sorry you did, Iggy.
Yeah. Well, I had to get up at 5 this morning, so I had to...
Iggy,
I understand.
Are you saying that we will be prisoners in our own homes if that happens?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You will not be able to leave your home, and they'll have the National Guard and the police to make sure
No, remember, they have 20 facilities around the country where you'll be taken to.
Well, if your governor calls a state of emergency, he has every right to completely shut down traffic, all traffic, no movement whatsoever to keep the place quarantined.
Sounds like martial law to me.
I was shocked by New York's emergency preparedness book. I was totally shocked on the underhanded, unconstitutional.
We don't have a preparedness Dutchess County.
Are you sure?
Positive. I called up county government and said, do we have a
it's
county...
It's online. New York State Emergency Preparedness Guide. Guide? Guide might not be the right word, but just put in New York State Emergency Preparedness.
Emergency Preparedness.
Yeah, it'll probably be the state rules that kick in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're signed by the governor every year. So...
Yeah.
The last one was really, they added so much to it, it was just unbelievable. But they might accept Dutchess County, so I don't know. They do have a tendency to exempt New York City areas from a lot of different regulations and rules.
I got the guide.
I got to pull up the guide for my state. But I know my state's going to be all for it.
There's 33 states that have the really, really bad ones, and the others don't, so. Or
yeah,
not
well,
the
look,
point of being.
Yeah, well, look, Biden is the vice president. He's from Delaware. So
my condolences.
I'm sure that Delaware is a part of it.
And you know what? If the shit hits the fan, Biden will not be in Delaware. Cuomo will probably not be in New York.
No.
Bloomberg definitely will not even be here in the States. He'll probably have his jet flying.
He won't be in the country.
Yeah, he'll go to Virgin Islands or go someplace where he's safe. The ones who can afford it will be gone. They'll be watching on TV to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You think they care about us?
Yeah, we do have one.
Well, that's the whole thing with this Ebola stuff. It has a 1 to 45 days incubation period.
Yep.
So, I mean, you could be exposed
to
on an airline and
to
you won't have it for
1 to 21
you won't even
days.
Have symptoms for 45 days. And how many people do you see in 45 days?
Well, the doctor that they brought back to Atlanta, his symptoms started showing up after 21 days. So they said, you know, after 21 days, you should start to develop symptoms. I think that the CDC revised that 45-day incubation period down to 21 days as a result of the doctor's incubation.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you, sweetheart. Hello?
Hey, I got cut off.
Oh, no.
How did you get back on? It's after 2 o'clock.
I don't know. All of a sudden, the phone just rang, and it was you guys. Something must be...
Oh, then you didn't get cut off. You
No, I didn't hit any. All of a sudden, it just the phone went, and I tried calling. I tried dialing redial. Then it said, your show has not yet started. Thank you for calling Blog Talk or something. And then I went, man.
For Dutchess County, tried disaster preparedness.
Yeah, there's Delaware. I put the link in for Delaware. Oh, good night, Golf Dog. You're leaving us?
Golf, we'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it out.
Good night. Well, have a good night since you're leaving us.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pretty soon, too. I'm exhausted. I've been up 5.
Yeah, I'm tired myself.
My eyes are feeling like sandpaper.
Yeah. I can understand. Truly, truly do.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for that link for Golf Site. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I've been giving that to everybody because he's pretty much got all the shows we pretty much frequent, so.
Yep.
It makes life so much easier, especially when Blog Talk Radio doesn't bother sending you a reminder till the next day.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get it.
Yeah. Or I get too many.
Yes, it's the shows you don't even watch.
Get 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
For one show.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Dutchess County, according to their own website, doesn't have a plan, an emergency preparedness plan.
That means you guys are safe. You have nothing to worry about.
Did you look under disaster plan?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
They've got a listing for the New York State Disaster Recovery Resource Center.
Maybe
news from State Fire.
I'm not sure. What county is Albany in? The mayor's
Albany name. County.
Albany County.
Oh, okay.
What happens to the people that are in prisons?
Good question.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
care about
them. They stay in prison.
Did you ever read the movie The Stand? Or
that's what I thought of. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I always think of.
And
too.
What happened on that? I've never seen the movie The Stand. I'm not a big movie person, y'all.
Well, I read the book. And these poor guys stuck in prison, and the prison guard promised to let him out, but he died.
Oh.
So they're, like, stuck in prison together. And then they've got this guy, the walking man, and I guess he comes and he lets the guy goes insane because he has to eat his friend.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it's a crazy book.
From
my very younger years, written by Stephen King, so you know it's such a horror
book.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
see, I don't watch Stephen King.
Yeah.
None of his movies, I don't like scary movies and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, well, I know the movies are never as good as the books, so I always read the books first.
Yeah, see, I don't even read his books. I just don't touch his stuff.
Oh, I used to be in all that stuff, Dean Koontz and Stephen King and
Out.
All the spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been tempted to call in.
Actually, start out all that spooky. He just got weirder as he got older.
How many times
and
I was
I only started reading him is because he went to the he lived in the same town before he moved to Bangor as my friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was born up in Millinocket, and that's where she was from. Kind of followed his career all his life.
I always wanted to call one of the BTR talk shows where they have the psychics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when they usually, when they let you in, they go, "Hello, caller, what's your name?"
Uh-huh.
Just to see if they're for real.
Just to know your spirits.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, they're a talk show host for a psychic BTR show, and just call them in, let them in, and when they ask you, "What's your name?" you tell me.
Yeah, I thought it was. I used to call into one. I don't even know what it was called now. It was, but the guy made up all his own cards and all this other stuff. It was just kind of a fun thing to do. It wasn't really a psychic show.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
but yeah, Stephen King. He definitely he used to write some really off the wall stuff. Lately, I mean, for years now, ever since he was hit in that car accident.
Mm-hmm.
When he was hit walking the dog,
mm-hmm.
he hasn't been the same.
Right. Well, he got really weird once he started getting into the money. His early books weren't bad, especially when he wrote his Bachman.
Yep.
They weren't, you know, they were weird, but they weren't outrageously weird, like The Stand. I mean, that came right out of somebody's insanity.
Yeah.
That whole series.
That's the one, Antoinette, we were talking about the end of the world when everybody, there was an illness. Remember I mentioned it the other night?
Yeah.
And it ends up with the walking man. That's the devil, essentially.
Yes, I never actually did get to the last book, to tell you the truth. I have no idea what happened.
Well, he made up his kingdom, his evil kingdom in Las Vegas. And a lot of people went to live with the devil. I mean, in that community, and a lot of the other ones, the Christians, the good people, ended up, so is a fight good against bad. I mean, evil against good.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was a strange book. And the movie, you're right, the movie didn't do it any justice.
The weird guy on top of the gas towers.
Yeah.
The gas, and they're not towers. Tanks, I guess you call them.
Mm. No, y'all can have that stuff.
Hey, listen, when I was a little kid, when
you were a kid, you were never a kid.
You never had horns and a little tail.
No, but you were not a sacrifice.
Well,
you were not a goat to be used
for a
sacrifice.
I was awfully devilish for a child. So, you know.
Well, you're still alive, so you weren't a sacrifice.
Thankful for the good thing. Yeah.
Well, you've never been to this town.
Growing up, I'll put it that way, since I'm being critiqued here. When I was a little boy, growing up in my hometown, I sat back and I watched The Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, all the spooky stuff that they could put on TV, right?
Night Gallery.
No, definitely Night Gallery. Yeah. My mother tried desperately to get me to not watch.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Needless to say, my mother tried desperately to get me to stop watching.
No, that wasn't Night Gallery. I never seen Night Gallery.
When she saw me sitting there and laughing at them, she's like, "Nothing scares this child." Why?
Honey, we have to send him for treatments.
No, my mother's exact thought at that time was, he is going to scare someone. Yeah, I scared everybody when I went to school and went, "Hi, everybody. Let's play."
That would do it. Especially when the voice is coming out of a 10-year-old.
Huh?
Especially when that voice is coming out of a 10-year-old. The other kids would definitely get spooked.
Mm-hmm.
Spooked? I had this one kid next to me look at me and go, "Are you possessed?" So I turned, I opened my eyes real wide, I made them look real scary, and I went,
What do you think?
The kid ran for the nurse's office. And, of course, there was a puddle where he sat. Needless to say, I scared the piss right out of that kid, literally. I got into trouble for it, though. I won't say that there were no consequences.
Yeah, the old shows were spooky, but, you know, there were a lot of old good shows. I remember that as far as even before radio shows, I remember staying up at night and I had an old shortwave radio. I used to tune in, and one station used to play Gene Shepherd. Do you remember Gene Shepherd?
I remember listening to the radio shows on WHUC, and I don't remember the names of them.
Gene Shepherd used to, it was a great, great talk show, but he did all the talking. He didn't have anybody out there, and he used to talk mostly about what it was like growing up in America, the old America. It was a good radio show. Gene Shepherd, yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Remember the blackout of 1977?
Yes.
Okay. My mother took one of my father's two AM/FM shortwave radios, put it on the kitchen table, lit some candles, and WOR radio back then used to play the old-time radio shows.
Yep.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Yep.
The Shadow, Lone Ranger, all of them.
Yeah.
All right? We sat at the dining table, me and my siblings, we sat at the dining table listening to these things. And I was sitting there when the Shadow came on. My mother walked over and put her hands over my ears when the line came out. No one knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men. Only the Shadow knows. She had to cover my ears for that because she knew that the next day when I went to school, the summer camp. Because it was in the summertime. Well, you know what? She didn't want me scaring the piss out of those kids. But we sat there listening to the old radio shows. And I'll tell you what, I actually enjoyed listening to them. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother never saw me sit next to a radio with my chin in my hand, just resting on the dining table, listening to a radio. And it wasn't playing music.
Yeah, I still like a lot of those. I mean, you can get, there are radio stations you can get on the iPhone with that they play nothing but the old radio programs, Jack Benny and all that stuff. And
in your computer, if you get iTunes, you
yep.
can actually tune in to radio broadcasts online that actually play the old radio shows.
Hmm.
I actually do that from time to time.
Yeah, it's fun to do.
And,
but you're right about that link, getting back to it, about Cuomo, you're right.
Yeah.
He's losing traction.
Yep, he sure is.
And, which is a good thing. And you know, one thing I was waiting for...
Before we go, is that Facebook is going to stop letting people like political figures on Facebook because the Democrats are in a losing mode right now and they do not want the conservative Tea Party to get any traction with Facebook. So people have to let Facebook know that they need to back off and knock the crap off.
It's because they're being monitored by the NSA. And they're
Steve Zuckerberg is a very, very big Democrat progressive.
He's a liberal, yep.
Yes, and he doesn't want
anything he can do to help his cause,
right,
he's going to do
right.
it.
His team, yeah.
Yep.
Well,
no.
Zuckerberg is a
yeah.
is a liberal.
Yeah.
Well, Zuckerberg should sell his stake in Facebook because you know what, the dude, you know, he's promoting his political agenda, his political likes and dislikes and
all
that stuff.
He'd love to do that. It's a free society and it's entrepreneurship, but just
it's his product.
People can tell him that we will not, you know, participate in your Facebook page as long as you, you know, infringe on our freedom of speech. Just so simple.
No, Facebook went right into my private messages and deleted a lot of my the posts that I sent to myself.
They did mine too.
And I'm like, so I can't even send stuff to myself? because they say it might offend someone. No one else
is
reading
it. Why
they
never tell me why they delete them. They just disappear. They go off into the Ethernet somewhere.
Well, folks.
I'm so tired here. My eyes are.
Yeah, you too, you sound like you're ready for the land of Nod, and so do you, there, Ian. You know what?
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm done. I'm spent.
Antoinette, are you gonna play Happy Trails or no?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's
we
Happy Trails?
We need a version of Happy Trails to you.
Oh, we don't have that.
Until we meet again.
Yeah, see, we gotta get one of those. Wasn't that Gene Autry?
To you.
We don't have that. I'm sorry, but I will find.
I just watched that Gene Autry movie, to tell you the truth.
See.
I will find an appropriate song.
I think
we're
going to get one. Colin, thanks for going the extra 15 minutes, Antoinette.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Iggy, it was good hearing you. Great hearing you on there.
It was. That's the reason I said, wait a minute, Iggy's on. Wait a minute, we got to stay over.
Yeah. You know, Iggy, you really should join in on my show whenever when you come over once in a while. You don't participate enough on the air.
Yeah, we do. I do once in a while.
I know.
Yeah, that's the reason why it's only once in a while.
I want to hear more often.
And that's the reason why she knew that I was going. Oh, all of y'all are New Yorkers. Okay, I got one for y'all.
She just noticed Mike, myself, and you, all three of us are New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got one for y'all.
Hi, everybody.
Ah, you got to wait, Iggy. This one's for you, too. You're a New Yorker.
Don't forget after the song to hit the deal.
Oh, I'm not going to.
The doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Bunch of doctors come around, they all know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Fast city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yeah, see, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
Driving down I-95 the other night,
Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. I was talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
That's all, folks.
Night, all.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Okay, we're out.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Have a good one, everyone.
You too.
And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Good night, folks. Hello?